And good morning, a happy Friday to you, March 27th, end of the week. And man, it's been a long and interesting week for a lot of people. Business, certainly hugely, hugely affected by the thing that I call the elephant in the room, and that's the coronavirus pandemic. We have continuously covered that here on KRDO, and it seems to infuse itself into so many things, and so many people are affected. I want you to meet my guest today, Dave Ahrens, who is the president of the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce, and Terry Hayes, the president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce. And these two have joined me today for our inaugural edition of what we're going to call Chamber Day here on the Extra Business Edition. We're going to do that once every month, and we'll have we will try to gather all of the chambers at one time or another, and so that you and the business community get to hear from these wonderful folks and what they are doing to represent and protect your business interests, to further the cause of commerce. And Dave and Terry, welcome to the Business Edition this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It is a good morning. Dave, why don't we start with you, if that's okay. Let's talk about you just a little bit, and tell us a little bit about the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce was developed back in 2002 and 3. It was originally called the Falcon Professionals League, and it was put together by a group of professional businessmen that just wanted to help the area grow and help businesses as they were moving into the area. And it's since changed its name to the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce somewhere along the line. And we meet once a month we have our membership meetings once a month in Falcon, and then we do some after-hours events also.
And how's your membership these days?
Well, we're not a large chamber. We're small. We're growing. We're probably 40 to 60 members continuously. It varies every year. You know, a lot of people join, and then some drop off at the end of the year. So that varies. But we have several that business people that have been with us for many, many years, and even since the beginning, that help us a lot, and we like working with them to help the area.
You know, may not be a big lot of businesses, but a lot of impact. I mean, commerce and small business, we know, backbone of the economy. So I'm sure you're having an effect out there. And talk about the mission of the chamber just a little bit.
Okay, so the mission of the chamber is a simple one. Our mission statement, I'll just read it to you. The mission of the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce is to develop and maintain a nonprofit organization made up of local business professionals to promote and market the services of its members. As an organization of professionals, Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce will use its resources and talent to support worthy community projects. It is also committed to the professional development of its members through continuing education, lectures, and presentations. EPCC is committed to responsible community development and growth, and youth programs and youth entrepreneurship.
Dave, thank you so much for that. Terry, we're going to come to you in about 5 minutes from now. We're going to take a quick pause featuring a business in our Open for Biz segment. Good morning. Happy Friday. My guest today, Dave Ahrens, the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce president, and the wonderful Terry Hayes, who is Tri-Lakes Chamber president. Terry, it's your turn. Let's hear about you, and let's hear about all the things that are going on at Tri-Lakes Chamber.
Great, thanks. Well, our name, I'd like to start with that, is actually referring to three different lakes in our area. However, we actually have five lakes that are regularly used now. So what I tell people is, although our name is Tri-Lakes, we really represent Northern El Paso County. Those are the businesses that we are assisting. We've been in existence since 1977, so we're 43 years old. We are more than just a chamber. We are also an economic development corporation and a visitor center. So we wear many hats here and provide many services. Through all those hats, we're able to offer many different options to promote our members and our local businesses. We're sitting at about 530 members. right now. We were poised to grow considerably. And I think after all this is over, we will, because the businesses are going to need organizations like Dave's and our organization to help them kind of get through the waters once we come up for air. We're not only our well-known networking events, but we represent our members on legislative issues. I regularly meet with elected officials and our businesses to figure out how our state can make ourselves more business friendly, our county more business friendly, down to Palmer Lake and Monument being more business friendly. We do host educational events that are free, not just to our members, but actually to anyone that would like to attend or listen in on. We do them monthly, but starting today at 11, we're going to be doing them weekly because we know a lot of people are at home and now's the time to be learning. If you're not super busy, how can you improve yourself so your business is better even at the end? Basically, we're just a connector and a convener, and we want to try to help any way we can.
That's one of the things that I think we want to do this morning is kind of dive into your program. So Dave, I'm going to kind of bounce back to you here. The first thing I'd like to do is get your read on the business climate in the area that you cover and those businesses that you represent and whose interests you're working to protect as that relates to the outbreak that we're living through right now.
I spoke with some of our members yesterday, and most of them, if they have just a few people in their office, they're still operating because they're an essential business like insurance and financial people. So it is slowing down some. I talked to an accountant the other day. They had a few cancellations. People are a little bit scared to come in, so they're working around that, trying to take care of them everything electronically without having to meet face-to-face. I talked to another fellow who's in the construction trades, and it really hasn't, so far has not affected him yet, but he's thinking maybe it might delay some people later on for starting their projects because they're watching the economy to see what's going to do, and a few people are out of work now, so there's that too, people losing their jobs and not being able to have that income they're accustomed to has changed their plans a lot.
You know, part of the narrative about this pandemic includes a phrase that I've heard people use to attach to this, an economic shutdown, not a slowdown. They're using the word economic shutdown. Do you anticipate something like that or something different, Dave?
I don't think we're going to see a total shutdown. Some of your smaller businesses may have to do some things, readjust, but most of the bigger ones, they can typically survive a storm fairly well, and they treat their employees very well and keep them on and do what they can. So the smaller mom and pop shops might have a little bit of trouble, but the bigger corporate ones, I don't think they're going to see any issues.
Okay. Terry, same couple of questions to you. Your read on the business climate in the face of this pandemic and the effect that you think it's going to have on your constituency.
I think some of the medium to larger ones or some of the small ones that have been established for quite some time will come out of this okay. If there's anybody that's completely shut down, I think the word shut down needs to be synonymous with temporary. So they might be shut down because of their particular services or products or not that they are able to share right now. But hopefully the goal is within a month, 2 months, however long this takes, that they will be able to start up again. The reality is they're probably be able to come out of this, and we are very sad. It is a huge hit economically to the entire world right now, basically. We are trying to share like crazy all the resources available to them because there's a lot of businesses that might feel a little lonely at home right now thinking, what can I do and how can I help myself? So we're giving them information to the SBA loan, giving them information how their employees, if they're feeling super bad about having to lay them off, how give them help on the unemployment line, how to fill out the employment packages. Going on right now is they're shutting down due to the mass volume that are going, and just other ways that they can help employees and different resources that are there. And hopefully today we will, if the stimulus package gets passed, and that's going to help, so we'll be passing that information along also. We are seeing businesses get really creative. We're also helping businesses get approved as essential businesses. We have a couple here locally that most people would think that really doesn't fit the categories that the governor sent out, but we have a company called SoInTune. They are actually contracted with our local medical facilities to sew masks. They're putting the fabric one to help them longer. Our local Tri-Lake Printing, most people would think, well, they should shut down. There's no business cards. They are, those types of instances where business is not specifically listed on the essential business list, we are helping them get essentials so that they can stay up and running and helping.
Dave, back to you. Talk about some of the programs, resources, and other things that you have in place or that you're putting in place to help your businesses through this period of time.
We're trying to educate our members as best we can with what the governor has done to let them know what businesses are essential and non-essential. And what they can do when if someone reaches out to us, we try to educate them on where they can go to get information. The SBA loan, that's very important for small business owners. So we put that out in front of everyone so they know where to find those resources.
A tiny bit of static, so I just caught the end of that, Dave. Thank you so much. So what it sounds like is that both of you are working very, very hard to make sure that your businesses are able to sustain this hit that we're going to take. And I quite imagine you're seeing the SBA program in particular being utilized quite a bit right now.
Yes, I believe the thought is that they just need to apply because it is fairly early for some of them. If this goes on for 2 days more, which we know it won't, some businesses might think, oh, I'll be fine. But if this goes on for 2 months or 3 months, then now they're potentially going to be in trouble. So we're encouraging them to go ahead, fill out the paperwork now, get the loan process started. If they end up not needing it, that's great. But if they do, at least they're in the queue to be able to get it because they are first come, first serve basis.
Dave, basically the same thing on your end?
Yes, pretty much, yes.
Okay, and to you both, another minute or so before we go to break. Dave, let's start with you if you don't mind. What couple of quick tips would you give to businesses right now to help get them through?
Don't panic. Check your resources. Maybe I even do this in my own business. I just take a look at the long term. Like Terry said, you know, business can survive a few days, but you go into a couple of months, you can't. And that loan is so important for those people. So take a look at your finances, but don't panic and don't think you might have to jump ship right away because there are resources and people there to help you.
Terry?
One of the main things we're just doing is communication. It's all about communication right now. It's very hard that people are feeling very low now. They're used to especially people. So our staff members are making phone calls to every single one of our businesses to see how they are, see if there's a unique challenge that we might be able to help with that we hadn't heard from other businesses. In general, businesses are just, they're, like Dave said, some are panicking. Some are really helping. Can they help the community? And I'm finding ones that are feeling the best are the ones that are taking action of some sort. And that action could be different. It could be helping themselves. It could be taking a learning class. It could be reaching out to the neighbors, you know, seeing how they can help. It could be putting together a business plan that, honestly, they never had before, but now they have the time. So let's think about the future and what they want their business to look like.
A perfect opportunity to work in your business.
Right, exactly, exactly. We've started three different Facebook pages, one specifically for restaurants, so that they can go on there and post their latest hours, what their offerings are, their specials, because the restaurants are downsizing a lot of their employees, but they're still serving. So they don't necessarily have time to be updating their Facebook pages and their websites every single day on what they're doing. So
okay, Terry, I'm going to ask you to, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We're going to get a news update here at 9:30. Also, traffic and weather coming your way. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back. Happy Friday. If you're just joining us, it is Chamber Day here on The Extra. And my guest today, Dave Ahrens, the president of the Eastern Plains Chamber. And Terry Hayes, who is president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber. Terry, I must apologize. Sometimes we fight the clock a little bit and had not meant to interrupt you. But let's finish up on that thought. And here's... here's what I think might be kind of interesting to explore this morning, and that is how you would coach businesses and things like that. A little business coaching this morning for those listening to us, again, to help get them through this rough time. Terry, you were talking about some of the programs and things that you've got going to help businesses through.
Yes, I actually just had one more, and that was the Facebook pages that we have created. We have created one specifically for restaurants, bars, that people can post, the restaurants, local restaurants, all of them can post what their hours are, what their modified menus are, what their specials are. Things, we actually had a restaurant last night, one of our local Mexican restaurants, Arlene Beans, she ran out of rice. And Costco was out, Sam's was out, everybody was out. She put a call out to the community, and guess what? She found her jasmine rice last night that she needed to get through until her shipment got in today. It's really big. Feel Good Facebook page. And then we have another one for other businesses like IT, people that are, you know, needing to rent equipment, other things that they can provide. And then the third one we created was a Feel Good page because people are getting inundated with bad news. So we wanted something where we can post the funny things that are going around Facebook, heartfelt, you know, warming stories, things that will make people just smile. Because we all need it every day.
We do. I completely agree. Completely agree.
Right. Coaching businesses, we really have just said, the one thing I want to get the point across is don't waste this time. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't sit on the couch. Don't just watch TV and we're all eating too much. Take a look at how, as we mentioned earlier, you can work in your business. What changes have you always wanted to do? What are the projects? What are the filing? What is everything that you keep saying in your life, I don't have enough time to do? Well, guess what? Now you do. So make sure that you do it so that when you come out of it, you are prepped and ready more than you ever have been in your life to be open to new opportunities and just go forth and be successful.
Yeah, let's touch something that might be a little painful for businesses right now. We're scared. You know, it's a scary time economically and in many other ways, and businesses are faced with making some extremely difficult decisions that impact the lives of the people who help their businesses. And those could be employees. It certainly could be family. Dave, I want to start with you. How are you offering coaching and counseling to your constituent businesses with regard to keeping calm and pressing on and being very careful? Are you working with your businesses if they are faced with a difficult decision they have to make relative to their workforce, for example?
If there is a business that is requiring some assistance and would like some guidance from us, we're there for them. We haven't had anybody really reach out to us. We have spoken to some of our other ones, and they say they're doing fine. But if there's anything out there we can do for them, we will. I would suggest that people, this is a downtime too. And like Terry said, to evaluate your business and what can you learn from this? Is there another direction you can go? Is there a service you can add to this business to help people in times like this, and that when this is all over, it can be very beneficial to grow your business too.
So yeah, that can extend into business planning, business continuity. What happens exactly when you're ready to sell the business? You know, there is that downtime, like Terry said, that you have a lot of right now. And so if you were offering some advice and guidance to businesses, what might that be along these lines?
Depends on the business. I would just research and see what it is you're doing. Like some of the restaurants, they're doing all curbside service now, but they've developed that into local deliveries for people that senior citizens and people that can't get to town or can't get to a store to eat. They're offering that right now as a free service, but I can see this going on for much, much longer as people are having a hard time getting around, that later in their business they can expand that to maybe a larger takeout option for them.
Do you see this as a growth period, meaning you may reach that next level of maturity because you've got some time to think through this and like you say, add some new elements to your business? In other words, are we being pushed to innovate here?
Oh, absolutely. You can't just sit by just because you're on the wrong track and you've got a little bit of a bump in there. It looks like you're going to be derailed. Take this time and examine your business, what you can do to get back on track and maybe expand that a little bit, maybe go off a little bit different direction to include in there or open up another aspect of your business. It is scary for business, but it's also an opportunity. And if you don't take advantage of the opportunities now, it could hurt you later on.
Leverage this. Yeah, use this as motivation. Terry, to you, same set of questions, starting with innovation. What are you seeing on your side?
We're seeing, for instance, our local loved moonshine place, 300 Days of Shine. They are making sanitizer, and they have made an announcement that for every bottle of sanitizer they sell, they're donating. There was a picture that just went around that they just gave a gallon to our local Monument Police Department for them because they were running out, so they donated it to them. Our local Black Foods, Black Forest Foods and Deli, it's always been a restaurant, and now, of course, they're doing takeout. But they also have been a very small deli, you know, baked goods, sliced hams, that kind of stuff. But they have started working with their suppliers. They are now adding fresh vegetables, eggs, other things to their deli so that people that want some of the basics but are afraid to go to the crowded stores can go to a small local place to get some of the basics. As I'm sure most people have heard, the mornings that the seniors and those that are immune compromised can go to the grocery stores, those are actually some of the times that they are the most crowded. So this is something to give another option. So just a couple of our businesses that are doing something a little bit different.
But it's all with an eye towards maintaining a level of value to your loyal clients, keeping them loyal, and never stopping thinking about growing your client base. Dave, that is to you and to Terry.
Right. Just grow that business and expand and see what you can do to help the people. There's so many things that I see in the area that I'm in that people need help with different things. And I just noticed here on a post I was looking at that it was actually on the page Terry was talking about, Tri Lakes Feel Good, that they posted a Texas Roadhouse CEO gave up his salary bonus to frontline workers during the pandemic. So it's one outfit that's doing what they can just to help their people. And when they help their people, it's going to trickle down to someone else too.
Terry?
I think one of the helpful things is we are all in this together, and we all are online all day. We are all watching the news. And so what I'm finding is our community is coming together and sharing those ideas. Maybe there was someone that heard about an idea in another city, and they're contacting their local business that's the same type of business and say, hey, have you guys thought about doing this? So they're sharing ideas. They're sharing different ways that they can get creative. This is that time that if you've all ever thought about diversifying or completely, you know, doing a 180 and going in a different direction in your business, it might be the time to try it and to take a look at it. It also, unfortunately, is that time that difficult decisions are made. I know some of our businesses have had to lay off, and they have laid off so that they can still be in existence when we come out of this and can bring them back. So a lot of the businesses are trying to figure out that interest of our employees, let them go now for a month or two or 3 months, but they will have jobs when we come out of here, versus if I try to hang on as long as I can and I exhaust every single resource I have, I may not be able to come out of this, and then they won't have a job after this is over. So it's a very, very difficult decision, but some are having to make it, and we're just hoping that in the end, everybody else is better off for it. So getting creative and really trying to figure out what you can do is what everybody's doing right now.
You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, your host today. Dave Ahrens, president of the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce, my guest, along with Terry Hayes, president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber. A quick commercial break. And for the two of you, when we come back, let's look forward and let's talk about how the chambers are thinking forward. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm joined today here on the Extra Business Edition by Dave Ahrens, who is the president of the Eastern Plains Chamber of Commerce, and Terry Hayes, who is the president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber. Both, thank you to you both for your generosity with your time today. I know you have your hands very, very full with taking care of your businesses. Dave, I want to start with you, but preface this both to you by saying what I understand about chambers is that they are so valuable in part because you spend a lot of time thinking forward and thinking ahead and watching business trends, and you've got to stay ahead of your businesses and your constituents all the time. Dave, what are you thinking is coming in the near future, and how does that relate to service and support of your businesses?
Well, in our area, the Eastern Plains, which is a large area, there's if you're referring to the amount of commerce that's moving in, there's a lot of changes coming with the housing. The COVID-19 may have some effect on that, but so far it hasn't shown too much. But there's a lot of new business coming just in the Falcon. There's two new shopping centers. There's with a new King Supers coming in. Over off Woodman and Meridian, and there's another one up off of Meridian a ways that's almost completed. So our Falcon area, that's where we're based out of, is expanding like crazy. And with that, there's a lot of other small businesses too. If you get out in Peyton further, there's a lot of small shops that have opened up, and they're reviving the area, and the consumer demand for what they have is pretty high.
Terry, same question to you. Thinking forward and looking forward on behalf of your businesses.
Well, I feel that there's going to be probably two times of economic growth when we come out of this. One is going to be fairly immediate, just because people want to get out of the house and doing things. They're going to crave going shopping. They're going to crave going out to eat, out to drink. They want to take their kids to the zoo. But then there's going to be a second wave that's going to happen when those who are financially strapped start to feel more secure in their jobs going forward, and their incomes start becoming more regular and start coming back. Then they will feel more comfortable going out and spending that extra money. Growing here is still growing like crazy. Our building department is still working. I know the county's building department is still working. Builders are still building. Houses are still being purchased. And more retail is coming to our area. I think right now, sure, there's probably a little blip in who wants to come to our community, but the list is long of those that are watching Northern El Paso County, watching Monument, the Northgate and InterQuest area, and already have plans in the future to come here. So although maybe their plans might be put off 2, 3, 6 months, they will still be here. My feeling is our economy was so good when this hit that we will get back there, and we just need to communicate to our businesses to do what they can to help that and to have faith, because that really means a lot to have that positive thought. There's also an organization, our county commissioners have put together a committee called the Community Economic Development Team. It is made up of different organizations that are business support, a couple of local businesses, the Colorado Springs Chamber, and ourselves. My actual particular role will be to communicate with the rest of the chambers in the region what comes out of this committee, what discussions are available, what resources. So our county commissioners are working really hard that this committee is specifically geared towards what do we do when this is over.
And the thing that I heard from you both, and my particular compliments to you both, is that we are going to come out of this. We are going to be okay. That is exactly what I just heard. Dave?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to private, follow that up with a quote from Henry Ford, which is, obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off the goal. So do not take your eyes off your goal. Keep working on it and take opportunities when you can. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there.
Dave, contact information for you for folks who are interested in contacting the Tri-Lakes Chamber and getting involved with you.
Eastern Plains Chamber, it would be board@easternplainschamber.com.
Okay, and your web address?
EasternPlainsChamber.com, yep.
Perfect. So for those of you business owners who are in the east part of the county and you want to get involved with a chamber who has obviously got your best interests at heart, Dave Ahrens, the president there, EasternPlainsChamber.com is the web address. Terry, same to you.
My email address is Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at TriLakesChamber.com. Our phone number is 719-481-3282, and we do have one employee at all times in our office. So we have been deemed essential by our town of Monument because we're helping them out quite a bit with the businesses. So if anybody needs to call, we are here to help them. And then our website is TriLakesChamber.com.
Dave Ahrens and Terry Hayes, thank you both again for being so generous with your time today and being a bright spot in the lives of businesses right now who might be feeling a little beleaguered. We appreciate you very much, and the next Chamber Day is coming up in just about a month from now. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, all of you, enjoy your weekends.
Thank you very much,
thank you,
and
Ted.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you, Ted.